Well, we're gonna keep in the love of God, because for a lack of understanding, people struggle and some perish. We wonder sometimes why we struggle when we know the truth and the truth can make us free, and yet we struggle. And I think that we struggle because we don't have the confidence in the love of God. When we forget how much God loves us, we become wobbling targets. When our attitudes and our emotions are reacting to those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God rather than our knowledge of God who loves us, we're off balance. When I was thinking about balance, you remember the Karate Kid and Daniel-san would stand like this on a rock forever. It was about balance, about having that balance. And there's something, I'm not a martial arts student. I've just read a little bit now and then, and I paid attention to Karate Kid, Daniel-san, wipe on, wipe off. Ultimately, his ability to balance was what he used in his final victory, even with a bad leg. And I think maybe sometimes we have a bad leg, but if we keep our balance, we've still got that victory. But the enemy wants to keep us off balance. And so if he can get us to react or respond to something that comes against us, then he can push us. You know, most people, when they stand anywhere near the edge of anything, they stand pretty carefully. I painted a lot of grain elevators. I didn't very often get close to the edge without being very aware of what the closeness of behind me, not you didn't want to lean too far over. Now, I leaned too far out on numerous occasions, but I kept one hand on the cable. I had confidence in my left arm to hold me while my foot balanced on a bolt line and I reached and could spray because I had confidence in that arm to hold me. And that arm held me. Now, let me tell you that arm held me fast. Lightning might have been able to get it out of my hand, but other than that, I mean, it wasn't like I was stupid. I was just a tiny bit crazy, maybe, sometimes. That little bit extra to get the job done. Well, you see, with the Lord, if we will realize that, if we will keep a fast hold on Him, we will realize that He has a faster hold on us. So that when we feel like we're teetering, when we feel like it's just about over for us, He's still got strong hold of us, but we need to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And it is our confidence in His love that keeps us going. Now, I've had many, many times raising my daughters, and my wife probably used that line a time or two too, is, do you love me? You love me, don't you, Daddy? Rachel, if I scowl at her, she doesn't use it every time. But oftentimes, oh, you love me. She will hug me and remind me that I love her the most. And she believes that. She absolutely believes, she believes that, even if I don't necessarily always believe. She believes that, and she believes that enough that I have to, you know, acknowledge, yeah, probably so. Because she's confident, somehow or another, she's gotten confident in my love for her. And I think my wife's pretty confident that I love her. Oh, she is, okay. I thought she was giving me one of those looks like, are you sure? No. But you know, here's the thing that I discovered, and this actually came out at jail on Tuesday. But I was thinking about the fact of, you know, I'm confident that Vicki loves me too. But I don't always see the things she does as a result of that love. But if you consider when someone is doing something that it's a result of their love, and you consider the love that goes into it, that's what changes things. Remember last week I told you that the more I thought about loving God, the more that I found myself going and grabbing a hold of her and hugging her and telling her how wonderful she was, you know? Okay, she loves me. She does not cook for me to prove she loves me. Okay? She cooks for me because she's afraid I'd eat hot dogs and bologna all the time, and she wants to keep me alive. I can cook a few other things too. But the thing is that what I recognized as I was talking about it was, is that like when she's chopping the vegetables, if I consider that that's love. When she's deciding what to have, you know, I mean, she wants to please me. And I've told you before, she'll always ask me, what would you like? And I always say, that's just too much pressure for me. You know, you pick it. I mean, she's very fortunate to have Michael in the house because Michael always has a menu. You know, he would give her a Thanksgiving menu every time. It's good. But he comes up with things and she'll say, I asked him. Michael wanted this, you know. Well, I'm sure glad Michael wanted something. And then I don't complain about that. I don't care. I'll eat anything. But when I started to think about the fact that the love that was going into doing it, even if she wasn't thinking about the love that goes into it. If we will consider the love that goes into it, it has just an amazing effect upon our lives. Because she doesn't do it to prove she loves me, she just does it because she loves me, and she doesn't get up in the morning and think, I'm going to make something really good because I love Roger. She just loves me, and out of her love, there flows that. And if we begin to understand that God is greater than we are, and so if we do things out of love, think of what He does out of love. Now, I have accepted the fact that He loved me from the day that I got saved. And that was before I knew that I was saved. And I figured He had to love me because He forgave me. And that meant a lot to me. Forgiven was great. And so I figured that there was love. And so there was the concept of the fact that God so loved the world. And that conceptually, you know, that was great. And out of that, you know, I have said for a long, long time, you know, hey, I get up in the morning, He just laughs at me. You know? I've said, you know, He thinks I'm cute. It's hard to believe that I could be, but God has eyes that are different than ours, you know, but I mean, it's like He enjoys me. He laughs at me. I've said that. I mean, I've just sort of figured that was the case, you know? I mean, it's like I said it because of a conceptual understanding of it. And I based that on what He has done. I mean, what He has done for me, He must love me. I'm grateful for it. And so because of that, then I had the concept of the fact that, yeah, that's right. He does like it when I get up in the morning. Newsflash, He likes it when you get up in the morning. He likes you all the time. He sees you and He rejoices because, remember, nobody can love Him like you do. Nobody. Nobody can fulfill His desire for you like you can. It's not like if John gets up and is having a bad day that God says, that's okay, Roger will love me enough for both of them. But John never has bad days. He's not going to smile or shake his head on that.
His wife has them all for him.
He's just going to be careful not to expose that, okay? But you know, it's the same thing. It's like He looks to each and every one of us for the greatness of our love toward Him. And He knows that for our love to grow, we have to understand His love. Because His love maketh not ashamed. His love never disappoints. His love is just this amazing thing. He's a big God. And so He goes about proving his love to us. Now, he's God. He doesn't have to prove anything. He does because we're slow learners. But he never grows impatient. You know? He just keeps at it. Remember, you know, I've told you about the Morris thing, and like Morris and the kittens were gone for 2 days, you know, and it's like Vicky said, well, they're gone. Maybe they're just gone, but she didn't want them to be gone. Oh, she's lying. She was out checking to see. She had to go out last night and look and see if they were there. She got up this morning to see if they were there. And then they come. And, you know, there's a tiny bit of a happy dance. They've got to go. But she keeps feeding them. But there's that thing that God is willing to do to assure us, and we don't, we're just learning to comprehend it. We're always just learning to comprehend it. Now, Paul says in Ephesians, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love is. And may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. No one understands it fully. Jesus did. But it was important. Well, you see, in Romans, that's where Paul talks about, I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love. And then 4 books later, he's saying, now I want you to have the power to understand this. I was trying to figure out, why is he writing this? And I think, you know, okay, the Romans got out there somewhere. People were reading that. They were coming to this and they're saying, what makes you so sure nothing can separate us from God's love? How do you know? And while he's telling them this, they're pointing out times when God was a little ticked off at their ancestors. But we know if we read about God's love for the ancestors, he might have got upset, but he never gave up on them completely. I was reading another one of those sad stories this morning about Asa. Asa did so good. Asa did everything right for like 38 years. And God responded and did everything. And then one day an army gathers to come against him, and he goes and he pays another army off rather than trusting God. And God says, well, since you didn't trust me, you're going to have war. He'd had peace up until then. You didn't trust me, you're going to have war. And Asa got mad at the prophet that said it and threw him in jail. And ultimately, Asa died. Boy, he had a good string going. Let's make a determination in our hearts not to drop the ball. To keep it going. Well, what keeps it going and what keeps it growing is having the power to understand the greatness of his love toward us. To be certain that nothing high enough, low enough, bad enough, mean enough, scary enough, nothing is able to separate us from the love of God. To just grab a hold of that, because you see, that is the truth. What the enemy tries to do is come and try to interfere and say, does this love? Is this love? Is this love? Looks like maybe God doesn't love you so much anymore. One little thing goes wrong. It's like, God forgot me. No, 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 no. And I understand, you know, something that's little to you might be big to me, and something that's little to me might be big to you. The size of it doesn't matter because God's bigger. But we get convinced of that. Paul talks also about it, and we heard on Wednesday night about that grace, that empowering presence of God that enables us to be who we're called to be and do what we're called to do. That grace that just was given to us. It's a gift of grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. So everybody's got it. It's all ours. It's all been put upon us. God's no respecter of persons. So we've all got this same thing, and yet sometimes we struggle. And we struggle, sometimes we struggle with the fact that we know we shouldn't struggle. Like, I knew that. I've heard that. I've even practiced that. I've even experienced the completion of that. So why am I struggling? And the enemy says, well, because you're just a failure. And we say, I guess I'm just a failure. But we're not just a failure. We are just a work in progress. And getting a hold of the depth and the height and the width and the breadth of God's love and His great love for us, because going back, now remember, I said I had that concept and I was grateful for the past, but I had not, and this is what God told me this morning. I've been very grateful and very happy and very, very enamored with His love for me, and I've been constantly, you know, I declare, boy, He must love me. He did this, He did this, He did this, He did this. But He said, you've never used your knowledge of that love for expectation. I know He did this because He loves me, but I haven't gone, because you love me, I know you'll do this. Because Rachel knows that I love her, she went shopping with my money and bought me a shirt. Okay, so I'm not gonna go anywhere with the offense that that might cause, because apparently it's the first shirt that Tara's liked. Thank God somebody dresses that man. Huh? I'm just kidding. She was saying, "Yay, Rachel, for having confidence in that love." But you see that, you know, now that's one that Vicky uses all the time. You know, doesn't she buy it? You love me. And so the Lord was just saying that you see, there's a gear to shift. There's always more. And that just is exactly what God said. I'm bigger. There's still more room. Okay? So I have confidence in His love because I've seen what He does for me. But now I got that understanding that you ain't seen nothing yet because I love you. So now we walk into that love. We don't walk beside or with that love behind us, but we go, wait a minute. This is what caused this. No wonder He wants me to understand how great His love, because if it caused it, it'll bring this. And so now His love is not only behind, but it's ahead. And so I'm thinking, you know, I don't even know for sure what I was thinking, but sometimes, fortunately for me, before I get done thinking, God answers me so I don't say something, you know, real dumb to Him. But I think that I was wondering about, you know, that thing of how did I miss this? And He just said, look, when you see a door, walk through it. Don't spend your time wondering where it was before. When you see it, walk through it. That's what we've all been blessed to do for ever since Jesus, and ever since the Bible was written, and ever since people have been getting revelation, and ever since people have been writing books, and ever since people have been teaching series, and ever since people have doing things, we have been having the opportunity to see the door. Just take that one. I'll 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 take, nah, maybe not that one. You know, because He gives us discernment too. But all of these doors have been opening because God has said to people, get understanding. And when people get understanding, they share their understanding. And so that we can put it into practice right away. And if we think about it to a certain extent, at some time in our life when we were like babies, we just put it into practice. You know? We just started doing this. It's like the old stories of when the hippies were getting saved, you know. They caught on to the love of God. Maybe there's something to drugs, you know. It was just, you know, they were just, wow, man. And before they got messed up by getting mixed up, They just expected that if God loved them this way, he loved them that way. And so wild movements were born. And out of that, there were some people that got understanding, and they taught deeper things, and they began to understand more and more and more. And every time you see an open door, walk through it. That's how you got saved. You saw the door to salvation. Now, after you saw the door to salvation, you may have come to a point you said, how did I miss that? But I've never had the urge to walk outside and figure out where I missed it at. I'll just explore from the inside. Whoa, I got in here. Jesus was the key. How was he the key? I'm telling you, I still have no idea. I have no idea. It's not important that I know, it's just that I don't know. And so sometimes it's kind of important because I say, God, this is just, how did you do that? Because see, my whole thing is if I can figure out how he did that with me, then somehow I can capsulize it and get it to somebody else. But it's there for everybody else too. They just got to see the door and walk through it. Jesus said, I am the door. Walk through it. He is the way. Walk in it. And it's that overwhelming love that he has for us that Paul was talking about. If you just, I just want you to have it like everybody should. And why would he say that everybody should unless there was something very important about it? I can sort of see, you know, sometimes I've thought about, you know, they talk about the Chinese church, you know, and they will like have 20 years on one page of the Bible, which would probably be two pages front and back, because that's all they've got. But out of that two pages, they will ultimately know the whole book. Because when we seek the Lord, we'll find him and we'll get understanding out of those things. And there's no doubt that they have those, they have their things going on. And then 20 years on those two pages of the Bible and somebody's going, whoa, where did you get that out of that? I was praying and the Lord appeared to me. Whoa, that's awesome. It is alive and powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And their page is out of the Old Testament, but they got the New Testament coming through their hearts. And we have so much more from God than we know. He said, I'm a big God. And there's more room. When you said that, I thought, you know, God's like ice cream. There's always room for ice cream. Even when you think you're full, if you just got the faith to eat some ice cream, it'll settle your stomach. Now, that's just my thinking. But I think it works. Unless somebody doesn't like ice cream. Which is a sad thing. But, you know, he said that we should know, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep is his love. And that we might experience that love of Christ. It's an experience. And knowing him more expands our experience of him. And if we get understanding, it expands our experience of him. And that's why we talk about that. We want to come here and encounter God. We want to come in here and experience God. We want to bring him something and have him reciprocate with something. We're busy people. We don't want to just waste our time. But when this is what we want, he gives us the desires of our hearts and he strengthens us and he gives us everything that we need to keep us going. And he wants us to dwell on everything we need to keep us going. And what do we need to keep us going? Him. And understand this, God's being for us is not out of an obligation. Well, I gave him a son so you wouldn't perish. Now you've accepted him, so I guess I'm obligated. to take care of you. You know, God's not like us. He doesn't give the eye rolls. I need to be like God. I sometimes give the eye rolls. Sometimes my eye rolls without my brain thinking. You know, it's just, Vicky got upset with me the other night because I just made popcorn. We were both upstairs at the popcorn. I happen to like microwave popcorn that I can burn just a little. Oh, Terry, you make great popcorn at the bank. But microwave popcorn, I can cook just a little bit too long, and it kind of gets that smoked taste, and I kind of like it, and I had just made a perfect batch of it. She don't really like hers burnt, you know? But I'm sitting there, and I'm about to eat it. She said, you know, we were upstairs. Now, get this, we're both right there, you know, and she's going to have some of your popcorn. And I, you know, I mean, my heart was saying, sure, but you don't even like it. But my eyes were going, oh, man, that went over big. The struggles we have. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that if I could have got my eyes to not roll and just said, sure, and just thought the other stuff, I'd have been okay. Needless to say, she went and made her own then. And we were both happy because she didn't have to eat my charcoal. Although sometimes she likes it a little bit, she just doesn't like it as burnt as I do. Sometimes that's a little bit of a spiritual picture there, you know. Sometimes people like God a little bit, but they don't like to be around people that are fired up. Then those of us who are fired up do need to be careful about rolling our eyes at those other ones. They just don't understand. Paul wants us to understand. I'm not meddling there. I'm just talking to myself, I think. Because this is why we need this, because then we will be made complete. Complete in all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. That's our desire. It should be our desire. And we don't have to have any fear about making that our ultimate desire. We have to be confident that walking in that is what we really want. All of that, the power of God. It's like, it's funny, I saw a guy, you remember Hannah Ford? Hannah was here a long, long time ago. We knew her before she was semi-famous, you know? She kind of sings everywhere now. We taught her to worship. No. But anyway, her dad just put up something. He said he's trying to figure out how a person can be pro-life and pro-choice at the same time. Pro-life, you know, in personal feeling, but pro-choice with a concept. In other words, I'm pro-life, but I think other people should be able to be pro-choice if they want to. Well, I guess we can do whatever we want. But I don't think Christians can be. I think Christians have to be all in. I just think that that's how it has to be. I think on all things that it has to be. I agree. People can do whatever they want, but if they do whatever they want and it's not according to the love of Christ, then they should not be claiming the love of Christ. They should just somehow acknowledge that they're ignorant without not feeling bad about it. Because that lack of knowledge, because of it, people perish. And it causes other people to stumble. And so we want to be rock solid on the love of God toward us and rock solid on our love toward Him and our love for the Word and just stand upon His promises, because then we'll know it all. And we'll know that there's more to know. But we've got to grasp His love for us. Because that's the love that makes a difference in us and in others. not a conceptual love. But a compassion and a compatible love that thanks and appreciates what he's done and rejoices in what he's going to do because he loves me. And because I'm confident of his love, then I know that nothing can separate me from his love. Nothing. And even if I'm hanging out on the edge and my fingers are about to let go and I've lost all sense, if I look to him, his love will grab me. And it will carry me. And when I am down, I will rise again because he loves me. He doesn't love me a little bit. He loves me a lot. He loves me more than I know. And Paul said, you just got to know this. So that when they said, how can you be so sure, Paul? I just know. You know, when Jesus was walking the earth, Paul was around. Saul. He probably, quite possibly, even witnessed a miracle or two. He most certainly heard about him because that's why he was so ticked off. I'm a religious guy. I don't feel nothing of what he's saying. How in the world does he have this thing? It must be false. And then one day, Jesus meets him on the road. He said, what are you up to, Paul? Well, who are you, Lord? I'm Jesus, the one you're persecuting. Whoa, this is a whole new game. And so Paul could say to them, look, you just got to know this love. You got to know that when he stepped into that room and I was sitting there and I couldn't see anything and there were no distractions, he was just telling me, you got to tell everybody how I love you. And he probably mentioned something like, you know what you've been doing? Ain't nothing compared to what other people are going to try to do, but you're going to be okay. Because I love you. And Paul said, he loves me. You just got to know this love, Paul says. You just got to know it, because then you're going to have the complete power of God in you. Then, nothing high, nothing low, nothing wide, nothing. The greatest fear you ever imagined is nothing compared to his love for you. You can just hold on to his love for you. Just believe his love for you. Just believe how great is his love, as all God's people should. Believe how long it is. Believe how wide it is. Believe how high it is. Believe how deep it is. And if everything else is falling apart, just sit down and think about that. Just think about that. Father, we're just going to think about that. We need the power to understand, Lord. We need the confidence to walk through the door that we see right there, right ready. That door that anticipates even more of you and more of the overflow of your love toward us and the love that will lay hands on the sick and that will cast out the devils and will call forth that which is not as though it already was. And that love, Lord, that's the love we want to love you with. Because we know that that's the love that you do love us with. We just got to know it better. Because you're big. But there's more room for more of you. In Jesus' name, we thank you and give you praise. Amen. Amen. Amen.